With political newcomer Bruce Rauner leading in the polls and in fundraising, debates are a chance for the three other candidates to talk directly to voters free of charge. That dynamic might have prompted this comment from one of those candidates, Treasurer Dan Rutherford.
And I've seen Illinois now at the worst blood sport I have ever seen it. This is not easy to stand up and run here in the state of Illinois.
Rutherford's campaign has been in virtual free fall since an employee, who has since left for another government job, filed a federal lawsuit accusing Rutherford of sexual harassment and political coercion. As if already dismissing him as a contender, none of Rutherford's opponents mentioned his troubles. The scandal only came up when a debate panelist asked Rutherford why he's refusing to make public the results of an investigation he commissioned at taxpayer expense. Rutherford says he wants to share the results, but isn't because he's following his attorney's advice. Following the debate, Rutherford acknowledged his campaign would be better off if he released the findings, though he says he doesn't know what the investigator found because he hasn't read the report.
You do not ignore counsel's advice when you're dealing with a federal lawsuit.
Because you're frightened of what's going to come up in it?
Do not put words in my mouth.
Well, no, but I'm asking.
No, stop. Just a minute. Stop that. Do not put words in my mouth. I am absolutely not frightened, and that is even more so why I would like to have that report released.
Rutherford has accusations of his own that Rauner is somehow to blame. But when pressured to offer proof, Rutherford acknowledged he had none. For his part, Rauner seemed to be trying to stay above the fray. To questions about pensions, how much of the state workforce should be unionized, and how he would deal with the state budget, Rauner gave vague answers. Rauner only deviated when asked about his involvement in helping his daughter gain admission to an elite Chicago high school to which he later contributed money. A debate panelist noted Rauner had initially said he didn't talk about his daughter's application with then-Chicago Schools Chief Arne Duncan, but later admitted to doing so.
Frankly, my wife and I, we have some disagreement about who talked to who when. I don't really recall. I talk to Arne all the time. I don't really recall talking to him about this much. The reality is, neither my wife or I asked for special favors.
That wasn't enough to satisfy Senator Kirk Dillard of Hinsdale, who says it's one of many reasons Republican voters ought to be suspicious of Rauner.
He's very, very much someone with a pattern of pay-to-play politics in his personal, professional, and political life.
Rauner wasn't around to respond to that post-debate criticism. While Brady, Dillard, and Rutherford all were available to answer questions, Rauner hurried through a back door as soon as the debate ended. Dillard, who narrowly missed winning the Republican nomination 4 years ago, also lashed out at the 2010 nominee, Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington. Brady defended his positions on social issues, including his anti-abortion stance, which is widely believed to have been a factor in his loss to Governor Pat Quinn.
In spite of Pat Quinn's desire to run attack ads against Bill Brady and claim he'd eliminate a woman's right to choose in the case of rape and incest, those were attack ads that were distorting the truth. No governor in this country can eliminate a woman's right to choose.
Brady then took a quick swipe at Rauner and at Dillard, all signs of that blood sport Rutherford was talking about. Dillard defends the tough talk, saying he's only bringing up issues that have been in the news, trying to get his party to steer clear of someone who's unelectable in a general election.
For my party to nominate another wounded duck for governor sends this state permanently down the drain.
After all, despite their attacks against each other, the men saved their harshest criticism for Quinn. The incumbent governor is facing a nominal challenge in the Democratic primary from T.O. Hardeman, the former director of an anti-violence organization. Quinn, however, is refusing to debate Hardeman. Republicans' latest debate came 1 month to the day before the primary election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.